Since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that Americans know what's happening in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world, as you all know. So now on the phone, once again, is Planet Push Bureau Chief Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Lawton.
Good morning, Mark. God's on your screen. Turn off the Xbox.
Oh, great.
God's on.
Hey, you
turn that off.
You seem upbeat, my friend. That always makes me a little nervous.
Well, it's just 2 days after Justice Sunday,
and I
am still full of beans, Mark.
Oh, boy.
Fired up, motivated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I never knew how much I hated that filibuster until I saw that program.
Oh,
it almost made me to forget to hate the activist judges.
Oh.
I got to keep hating them. I got to enter new groups into my hate list on my Palm Pilot.
Oh,
it's
boy.
Getting crowded in
there. Oh, my God.
I need more RAM.
You know what, buddy? Listen to me.
Rotten,
I couldn't even see Justice Sunday because it was broadcast on some kind of weird closed circuit thing. You had to have some sort of special Jesus card to see it, apparently.
Well, no offense, Mark, but the people who needed to see it, saw it.
Now, why would you do that? Why not just put your big important message out there on a network show, coast to coast? Let everybody see it, Lawton.
Do you really think we would trust the limousine liberal media to get on board?
Come on.
With something as important as killing the filibuster?
There is no.
If we'd done that, there have been sniveling pundits dunking our message in elitist spin. It would have come out dripping with gay.
What is that?
No, sir.
What is that?
You had to get out there pure, undiluted, and if I may say so, heterosexual.
You know what? You're starting to scare me because, you know, I just haven't heard you talk like this before. You know, but when you say stuff like that, you know, you're already talking to people that have heard the message. I mean, aren't you just preaching to the choir, Lawton?
Preaching to the choir. I like it when you talk that way, Brother Mark.
Oh, boy.
We're getting there. Well, no, that's not what it's all about. We're energizing our base. You know, George W. two-terms mandate Bush loves to get his base energized.
I don't know what you're trying. I don't know what you're trying to accomplish here, Lawton.
We're breaking away from all of this, Mark, leaving all of you behind. Here's a goodbye note. Dear America, we're leaving. Love, Lawton.
What does that mean? What does it mean, breaking away?
We're breaking away from your secular humanist hell.
Oh, come on, Lawton.
We got our own TV networks, our own radio stations, our own schools, our own rock and roll. Mm-hmm. We're working on our own highway system, our own water supply, our own news.
Oh, yeah, your own news. You mean like Jeff Gannon?
Well,
you know?
Bad choice, but it was a good idea, definitely.
Oh, boy.
Somebody else. And, of course, we're creating our own Army, Navy, and Marines.
What are you talking about?
I wasn't supposed to talk about that.
Okay.
Forget I said
that. Let me understand something. You're forming your own country?
Oh, no. We're taking over this one.
Oh, my God.
You see, we're growing like
a
weed.
Now he's telling the truth.
We're growing like a weed. Mm-hmm. So much faster than y'all in the blue states with your married, with no kids, yuppie city lifestyle, no kids. We're going to elbow your kind right on out of here.
Oh,
you know how many evangelicals are in this country? Right
no,
now?
I don't, and I don't think you do either, to be honest with you.
700 million people.
There's not
at least 700 million people. That's a fact. You can look that up.
There's not even that many people in the whole country. You know what? Why do you have to have your own media and keep separating yourselves? You want to know why you have to have your own media to keep separating yourselves from mainstream America?
Gay agenda?
No, because your ideas are so crazy and they can't stand up to scrutiny by the mainstream media. You're just afraid of looking ridiculous because down deep, you know how many flimsy and hypocritical arguments you have. Well, guess what? Just because you repeat the same message over and over and over and over again doesn't mean that they're right, my friend.
Right.
Yes, I'm
right. You're right.
Yeah, cry.
You're right.
Cry.
You're right.
I feel better.
There's nothing wrong with the filibuster. Nothing. I like it. It's fun to say. Filibuster?
Okay.
I mean, what kind of people stage a televised protest against too many words?
Okay.
What's up with that? Stupid.
Oh, yeah.
That's like being against too much cake.
All right, there you
no.
go. See?
Stupid. Dobson? Stupid.
Exactly.
Stupid. Yeah,
absolutely.
So stupid.
Oh, good. Yes, absolutely. But it's going to be okay, buddy.
Stupid.
It's going to be okay, man. All right. Okay. All right. Okay. Take it easy. Take it easy. Just, you know, I hadn't. Oh, boy. Yeah. I know. You all right?
There's 850 million evangelicals in the United States.
Yeah,
that's more than all the people in China.
Yeah, that's a good number, Lawton. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right on top of things. Goodbye, Lawton. Yes, okay, great. Good. Bye. All right, I'll try. Man, that guy's getting more crazy every time we talk to him. That's what I think, to play along. Anyways, right now.